As Melbourne nears the end of its first week of a reimposed lockdown, there's been a surge in the number of people being hospitalised for COVID-19. There are 81 patients in hospital, 26 in intensive care, and the state's chief health officer is warning hundreds more could soon be admitted. The nation's death toll is now at 110, 26 of them are Victorian. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
What's unfolding in Victoria is a scenario that emergency physician Dr. Stephen Parnas and his colleagues have been preparing for months.
Health workers such as myself are called the front line, but we're not. We're the last line. I really don't want people to have to get to see me, to be fighting for breath and needing oxygen, intubation, intensive care.
Dr. Parnas, a former vice president of the Australian Medical Association, works at three hospitals in Melbourne and has seen an increase in COVID-19 patients at all of them in the past fortnight.
What it really means is that the systems that we frantically scrambled to put into place 3 months ago are now having to be activated, certainly here in Victoria. And it's a worrying time for all of us.
It's risky work. Dozens of staff from hospitals and aged care facilities across Melbourne have tested positive or had to go into isolation in recent weeks. And now, to avoid a potential shortage of paramedics in Victoria, Australian Defence Force personnel are on standby to assist. Danny Hill is the General Secretary of the Victorian Ambulance Union.
I really hope we don't get to that point. Obviously, if we get to that point, then things have gotten pretty bad, but there would be a number of contingencies that we would probably see occur prior to the ADF being involved in ambulance. We'd be more likely to see leave cancelled, retired paramedics coming in, casual paramedics doing full-time hours, student paramedics coming on the ambulances.
But Victorian paramedics now have to assume that every call-out puts them into contact with someone who's COVID positive.
So far, luckily, we've only had six paramedics and one patient transport officer test positive. But if things get really bad, then we're likely to see a large number of paramedics need to go into quarantine or isolate and become unwell. And if that occurs, then, you know, understandably, we need to look at what other contingencies are in place.
Dr. Stephen Parnas says there's significant pressure on all health workers.
In certain outbreaks around the city, there are close contacts among health workers, which means that they can't work for 2 weeks because of mandatory isolation. I was subject to that 3 months ago. I know that each of my hospitals have redundancy plans for that, but these things are not infinitely available. It could still dramatically affect a place if there is a localised outbreak. And, you know, the implications for a community having their emergency department with half the usual staff is clearly a very big concern.
In a statement to AM, a spokesman for the Victorian Department of Health said hospitals have been advised to remain at 75% of elective surgery activity to ensure there's space to accommodate coronavirus cases.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting there.